My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Leola English, L-E-O-L-A-E-N-G-L-I-S-H. This patient was seen on November 2nd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hyperlipidemia and the aging process, as well as obesity, period. However, for cardiorenal syndrome related to AFib is also part of the differential, period. Another differential includes possible obstructive uropathy, as the patient does report feelings of incomplete bladder emptying, as well as nocturia 2 to 3 times, along with pelvic pain. Period. The kidney functions reveal a BUN of 19, creatinine of 1.29, and a GFR of 43. Unfortunately, we do not have a urinalysis or calculations available to assess for activity in the urinary sediments or for proteinuria. Period. We ordered a post-void pelvic ultrasound to further assess her urinary symptoms, as well as a renal ultrasound to assess the renal structures, period. In addition, we ordered CKD labs to assess the trends of her kidney functions, as well as for proteinuria, period. We ordered a CPK for further evaluation of possible muscle damage, period. Since the patient was referred to us for elevated CK levels, we would like to see what the CPK shows at the next visit. Unfortunately, we do not have a prior result to compare to, period. She denies any muscle weakness, numbness, or tingling. She denies taking any statins, which could cause myalgia, muscle weakness, or rhabdomyolysis, period. She denies performing strenuous activities or exercises. She denies any recent or old myocardial infarctions. The daughter reports a recent TIA episode. However, she was taken to the hospital and it was ruled out as a seizure. It was TIA was ruled out and she was told she had a seizure, period. She denies any dark-colored urine, period. So it is highly unlikely that the patient has rhabdomyolysis. If her CPK is elevated, it is probably related to her history of seizures her cardiovascular issues with AFib. And possible urological problems or infections that she may not know of, period. We will further assess with a thyroid panel and cortisol level to rule out further possible causes of elevated CPK. Next line. Iron deficiency anemia. The most recent labs from July reveals HNH of 10 and 30.8%, as well as an iron saturation of 24%. Period. The patient does report constipation. However, she denies any melena or hematochezia. Period. Since this lab was completed in July, we will not recommend any medical management. However, we will repeat the iron studies and order fecal occult blood to rule out GI bleed. Period. If the patient is iron deficient, at the next visit, we may consider starting iron supplementation. Period. Next line, atrial fibrillation. She is taking Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day. Period. This could cause an elevation in the CK level. And CKMB is associated with the heart muscle, period. She follows with her cardiologist on a regular basis, period. Next line, vitamin B12 deficiency with B12 level of 356. We will order intrinsic factor antibodies and repeat the B12 level, period. If she is still deficient, then we may consider recommendation of B12 supplementation, period. Next line, history of seizures. She currently takes primidone for the seizures as well as essential tremors. She used to follow up with Dr. Remkison, a neurologist. However, she recently established care with a new neurologist in Lake Wales, period. The seizures can affect the CK levels because the CKBB is associated with the brain. So if she is having seizures or she has a history of seizures, this could also cause an elevation of the CK levels. We will continue to monitor. Next line, hyperlipidemia. We do not have a recent, actually no, hyperlipidemia with stable lipid panels. With stable lipid panel, we will recommend continuation of her current regimen and decreased simple carbohydrates, as well as foods that are high in cholesterol. Period. She is not currently taking any statins. Period. Next line. Next line, obesity. We recommend increased physical activity as well as weight loss via plant-based diet, devoid of animal protein and processed food, period. She is euvolemic. Her weight today was 185 pounds. Period. We will continue to monitor. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks to review the labs and ultrasound report. And